Muchas gracias.
Good evening, Rabbi Isai.
There it is for you. Amen.
It's interesting. We have a parallel in the Gemara we're going to do today to what Rashi discusses at the end of the very end of Parshas Tazria, the very last Rashi in Parshas Tazria. We have in the Torah the term of a chibes. And here we have a Gemara coin when they care never hurry who cabes or so. Koro someone a beggar on an arm and a shasil on an air. And then the Torah goes on, Babegar Seo Ereba called Kliorsha the Chabes, the Somahem Anoka, who bash Shemis Pitoya. And the question is what this word, Chibes, who bash Shemis Pitoya, or Chibes, what the word actually means. And so Rashi tells us, Chibes Shemis, Loshin Tfilo. A lotion of Tila. So he says the following: Targum shel kibusim shebeparshas, when the term in Parshas Tazria uses the term chibes, so loshen libon, if it means to cleanse something, so the Targum writes yischava, that you should make it white. Chutz mizeh shein lo libon elo likvo. This term in this parsha where it says chubash mizbitoher. So it does not mean elolitvo. It doesn't mean to cleanse, but to be toivo. Lekach tergumo v'yitz taba. That's why the Targum, in this same pasuk, the word appears twice. The word appears kokli asher techabes, and then v'chubash shenis v'toher. The first of the two, Rashi renders, yischava, that he should whiten it. And the second b'chubas is v'yitztaba. Rashi says, when Rashi renders it v'yitztaba, v'chubusa b'god m'shem v'tfilo m'tar v'amim v'yitztaba. So we have the word v'chibes. This is also an issue in Parshas Chukas also. Do we mean cleansing the b'god, or do we mean tfilas b'god? But in Parshas Achare, we have a very similar word and a very similar problem. And the Tanoim we really debate. We have the word Baruchatz in Parshas Achrei Mois. And in Parshas Achrei Mois, we have two possibilities what the word Baruchatz means. Does Baruchatz mean to wash your hands from the Kiyah? Or does Baruchatz align the Toher, which usually means Tefillah? So which was the word Baruchatz mean? And we're going to see there's an issue among the Tanoim. There's an issue among the Tanoim. Which one, which Rochatz means which? Because we have two processes that the Kohen Gadol has to undergo. He has to go to the mikvah, and he has to wash his hands from the kiyor. He will go to the mikvah 5 times during the day on Yom Kippur, and he will wash his hands from the kiyor 10 times. So the various times that we find Rochatz, does it mean go to the mikvah, or does it mean to wash the hands? And there'll be differences of opinions among the Tanoim, how to interpret the various those Baruchatz. I should mention at the beginning of the Shir, today's Shir is dedicated to Ilu Nishmas, the grandmother of Eliza Sherman, is dedicated to Rabbi Eliza Sherman, Ilu Nishmosa, Chaya Heno Bas Ripti. So this we're going to run into in Parshas Achrei. Which one, which Rochatz means mikvah, which Rochatz means to wash your hands from the kiyah. And there will be differences among the Tanoim about which is which. Okay, let us begin. So last week we saw the phenomenal parish of the Ruli Goyen on Parshas Achrei Mois. Yet there are two things going on in Achrei Mois. One that we always knew about, And that is in Achron Moses discussing what the Kohen Gadol is supposed to do on Yom Kippur. And we read it in the Beis HaKnesses in that fashion. And we're used to that pshat. That when the Gaon unveiled for us that Aaron HaKohen had a separate standing, and he was allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKodesh whenever he wanted, and he had to follow the Seder of Achrimus. And that's explained why Achrimus was written as we saw in the fashion in which it's written, because it's really discussing two different types of situations. The Yom Kippur situation, which has its dinim, and the non-Yom Kippur situation for Aaron HaKohen, which has separate dinim. So that was the Vilna Gaon's insight, phenomenal insight in Parshas Achrimus. Now, so we finished Tanya. We have to start from Tanya. It's about a dozen lines from the top, two words from the end of the line. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Minayin l'chomesh tefilos v'asor kiddushin shetovu kohen gadol mekadesh bo b'yom. Where are they alluded to in the parsha? Now, it's interesting that before this, Rav Chisda said, Gemirei, which means halacha l'moshe v'sina. And Rambam says, normally, halacha l'moshe v'sina does not have an emotion in the pasuk. So apparently, there seems to be some difference of opinion if this is rooted in the mikra itself, or remes, or it's pure halacha l'moshe v'sina. Tanya, Omer Rav Yehuda, minayin l'chomesh tefilos v'asor kiddushin shetovu kohen gadol mekadesh bo b'yom. And he will go to the mikvah five times during the day of Yom Kippur and do 10 kiddushim, 10 times washing his hands from the kiyur during the day of Yom Kippur. Talmud Loimar. So he refers back to the pasuk that we looked at. That's when we started last week. So here he's talking about the tefillah. This barachatz, sorrow b'mayim b'makom kadosh v'lavashes b'gadol v'yotzav also. So he's taking off in that pasuk. The pasuk clearly says pasuk chav gimel. And let's again look at it. And it's the text of the pasuk. In the text of the pasuk states something very clearly. And the question was, what was the timing of this? That was the Gemara we discussed last week. And as Rashi explained, for Yom Kippur, it's out of order. It should have come after Pasuk Chavov. For Shadis B'day HaBor, it means he takes off the B'day Lover, Asher Lo Rash B'boy El HaKadosh V'nicham Shom. And then subsequent is Barachatz B'sorah B'mahim V'makom Kadosh, V'vashes B'godo. And then they were discussing in the next Pasuk that he does Tefillah. And then he puts on the witch clothes, the big day zone. So there's a tefillah before he puts on the big day zone. The yotzev also relas on, and that is doing in the mizbeach and the chayshes in the azora of the mishkan or the beis hamikdash. So this is where Rabbi Yehuda begins. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Minayin lachomish tefillah sasorah kiyushu shetayvu kodesh mikadosh kamad loymar rabu el aron aloyim moed of hosharis b'day abod." And then it says he's going to put on, which clothes is he putting on? He's putting on the big day zone. According to everyone, for Shabbos big day abod, rochat b'sarobamayim b'makom kadosh. So he took off the lover. So what's next? He took off the lover, and obviously he's putting on the big day zone. Otherwise, where did he take off the lover? The wash is begodol v'yotzev also. On the matush, on the mishana, they avoid the avoid the tom field. If he goes from one type of avoda to the next type of avoda, let's take a look at Rashi or Rabbi Yisai. The lavash es begadol, right next to where the dulyan hashas is in the right hand margin. The lavash es begadol, shmona begadol, am yichod lo kol yevois hashon. He puts on the regular shmona begadol that a kohen wears. The avoda lavoda says when you change my avoda lavoda, and the Rashi has to be very careful here. Because there are many avoidas, as we see in the avoida on Yom Kippurim, that he does in the Mishkan itself. Right? He brings out a ketores and he spritzes dam and he spritzes dam in between the badim and next to the paroichas. There's all types of things. He has a whole series of things that he does in the Migdash, in the Heichal itself or in the Kotcha Kotcha. So Rashi says when we say me avoida lavoda, we have to be very careful how we define those terms. When we're going from avodas pnim, in other words, when we say me'avoid l'avod, he's switching from the avodas that he does inside the heichal and in the kotcher kotcher, that he's switching to the avodas which are outlined in the sukkah, that he brings his aisle and brings the aila on. Wasos oila sovas alasam, his aila and the aila of the on. And those are avodas b'chutz. So when we say me'avoda l'avoda, means more from one type of avoda to another avoda. In the Mishkan itself, there were many avodas. The avodas chutz, the avodas bin, the avodas chutz. Who are they mechutz l'pnim? And similarly, Rashi says, if you go, for example, he started the day with the korban tomet shel shachar, that's chutz. That's done on the mizbeach on the choshes. And the regular mizbeach made of copper, it's in the courtyard, the azor. And now he has to go in to do the avodas pnim. Then he has to take off the big day zov and put on the big day lovan, and then he goes to the mikvah. And later on, he's going, the or is going to finish everything that he said. But the son of chomesh avodas havu, and we're going to learn that there are five avodas. In other words, five times that he switches from pnim to chutz, chutz to pnim. Harei chomesh tefilas, that mandates that there should be five tefilas each time that he goes from chutz to pnim to chutz. Let's go back to the Gemara. Amar Rebbe, then Rebbe came. He said, "Binayin chomesh tefilas masor kedusha shetayvu behen koyin godel umekadosh bo biyom shenema." So he points to a different pasuk. He goes back to the very beginning of the parasha. Now we understand that the first thing the Kohen Gadol did in the morning, he brought the Korban Tumah. And now he has to prepare to go into the Kodesh. Now he has to put on the big day logon. So here he's starting the first time he's putting on the big day logon, as Rashi notes, he does not wear the standard issue eight begodim that a kohen has. She mishamish behem b'chutz. She yesh behem zol. As the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in Sanei Granasa Kateva, he's coming in to plead for Klal Yisrael, so he doesn't want to make a reminder of the Chet Ha'Egel, of the Zohar of the Chet Ha'Egel. Ela B'dalad, the Kohen Hedyet, the Kulan Shalbutz. He wears the regular clothes that a Kohen Hedyet wear the whole year, and they're made of linen. There's no big days off. So this is the pasuk that Rabbeinu HaKadosh quotes. Psoinis bat kodesh nulmosh, umichnes evad yiu al besoro, v'avnei bat yachkob, v'sevus bat yitzno, v'gli kodesh heim. And then it says, v'rachas b'mayim es besoro u'l'beishon. So this is the pasuk that he says is referring to tefillos. We see that changing the garments necessitates from one start to the other a tefillah. These are the words of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Olamato, shekola mishana me'avoida la'avoida, again, from one type of avoida, v'chutz l'pnim, v'pnim v'chutz, tol n'tfil. Then v'oimer, and Yigmar is going to come back to this way down on Amid Beis, it says, big de kodesh heim. There's a posuk that says, big de kodesh heim. And what does this posuk tell us? Huk shukul abogodin kulun zelazer. So this we'll see later. The Gemara is going to come back to this pasuk. This is a pasuk of big day kodesh heim. And what the Gemara wants to learn from this pasuk is huk shukul abogodin kulun zelazer. In other words, the big day lovan and the big day zav are compared to each other. We'll see what we are. The chomesh avodah the same, and everyone agrees there are five avodahs, five sections of the avodah. Tomit shel shachar, the tomit of the oila that he brings there, that's a tomit in the morning, that's the big day zav, that's with golden clothes. Then after the tomit shel shachar, then the ksenis bad yilbosh, now he's about to go in, into the heichal, into the Migdash itself. And there he takes off the big day Zav, and so does Badi Kodesh and Moshe, he puts on the big day Lava. So therefore, Avodas Hayayim, that which he's going to do in the of the special Avodas of Yom Kippur inside the Migdash itself, that's the big day Lava. Then he comes out again, and we had Elo Elo Om, the big day Zav. Then he goes back again to bring his aisle and the Elo Om, and those are on the Mizbeach HaChitzay. And those are, therefore, the big days old. That's, so that's already the third set of clothes he's wearing today. Kaf umachto. Then he goes back again to take out the shovel and the spoon with which he brought the Torah to the Kotchik Kotchim. That's the big day love. And then finally, Tomei Shomein Rabbayim, and at the completion, the sequel of the day, brings the Tomei Tomei Shomein Rabbayim, this is the big day Zav. So we started the morning with the Ayla, Ayla Satomet, that had big day Zav. Then he went to the Avodas that are in the Heichal and in the Kotchik Kotchim. And those Avodas, he wears big day Lava. Then he came out to bring Ayla, Ayla Om. That's number three. Then he went back again to take out the Kaf and the Machter, number four. Then he came out again, and he had to do the Tomei Shomein Rabbayim. So there are five stages, five sections of the Avodah. Each one has its, one, three, and five have Big Day Zav, and two and four have Big Day Lava. So there, that necessitates five tweets. Let's go back to the Gemara. Now, so that is the five tefillos. For each section, you have to do a tefillah. Uminayim should call tefillah tefillah tzricha, as we saw. We saw that he had to come rochatz b'maimus b'sar olaveishal. Before he put on the big day lavan, he had to do tefillah. That we learned earlier when he came to the Beis Hamikdash in the morning, he had to do tefillah too. So we see already, once he did, before he started with the big day Zav, he did tefillah, but he took off the big day Zav and he put on the big day Lava, and he needed another tefillah. So the transition from one to the next necessitated a new tefillah. Umanayim should call tefillah, tefillah, tzor, tzvicha, shnei kedushin. So now we have this idea that changing the sets of clothes and going from one phase in the Avodah to the next necessitates tefillah. How do we know that each tefillah has two kedushim, that he has to bring the kaddish his hands twice and feet from the tefillah? Talmud lomar, v'foshat es begodo v'lovash begodim acherim. This is a foshat v'rochat, v'rochat v'lovash. In between those two words, in between the foshat, we have the word v'rochat, indicating the way he learns that this word goes on both styles, on both aspects on the of the dressing and the undressing. And that's why the word in Rachatz is found in between them to indicate that it goes on both sukkah. So the taking off of one and the putting on of the other necessitates, and that's what we saw before in the Chachamim, right? Ramea said the Levisha itself necessitated two times a Kiddush. And the Chachamim said, no, one was for the Pshitas Abagodim. Anytime you took off clothes which were Kodesh, you had to do Kiddush Adayim. And anytime that you put on a set of clothes which were Kodesh. So we were missing at the end of the Cheshbon, because that come out that for putting on in the morning when he wasn't taking, when he took off his Sibis, when he took off the Big Day Chol, there was no need at that point to do a Kiddush. Only when he put on the Big Day Zav. So there were nine. So the Gemara says at the end of the day, when he finished the Avodah, then he had to do one final Kiddush at that point in time, according to the Chachamim, as he was doing for the taking off of the Begodim. So we have that there's a notion that the Poshat, Rochatz, Rochatz, Velovash, that taking off the Begodim and putting on to the Begodim, both of them necessitate a Kiddush. So each time it changes, is taking off one and putting on another is going to necessitate two times to be Makadosh. It says, let's see Rashi there. Sinus bat kodesh yilbosh v'rochat b'mayim. Harekushu mishana me'avodes atomit. Right, he started the day with the Talmud, which is a big day so. V'haschul v'avodes hayom, to begin the special avodes of Yom Kippur. See, primis, that's inside the billion of the Migdash, as the parsha is going to unfold. He takes the two seirim and he begins all the avodas that he has at the beginning of the day as he enters the Migdash. We have the Krivaronis Baruch Atah Lokach Shnei Seirim. The Hemiro Som Lefnei Hashem Pesach Hayom Moed. This is beforeish that he has to go into the Yom Moed. The whole thing. So there is, he has to go into the, that's where it says, turns but killed his word off. He has to change. One more big day, Kodesh Hashem. The Tuch Mikros Atzmo, it has the words big day, Kodesh Hashem. So the question is why it has the words of big day, Kodesh. And that we're going to come back to much later in the Gemara. And the Bach changes the order of the words around a little bit. It's the Sholosh Tevas Nidrash, the Sholosh Tevas Shem Yiseros Kulon. There are extra words. As the Gemara is going to say, he said, Yifoshates Begodav Asher Lo Vash, Begoyer Yol HaKodesh. He has to take off the clothes that he put on when he went to the Kodesh. So the Gemara asks a rather laconic question. You can only take off clothes that you're wearing. And you can only be wearing clothes if you put them on. So what does it mean for Shabbos B'Gadol, Lo Vash, Asher Lo Vash B'Goy Yol HaKodesh? Of course, anytime you're taking off clothes, you must have put on the clothes. And now you're taking off the clothes you put on. So what does it mean the person to tell me, Asher Lo Vash B'Goy Yol HaKodesh? Obviously, if he's wearing them, he put them on. So the Gemara is going to go back to tell us later the meaning of this pasuk, what we learned from this pasuk. The Belozer of Shimon Aimer. I'm sorry, we skipped him. Okay. Let's have one more Rashi. Chomesh Avodah, saying that's Asa bein the Rebbe, bein the Rabbi. Everyone agrees that there are five Avodahs and you change with each one. That's not a matter of dispute. Then we have the Drosh of Foshak for Achatz. And then it says after that, Vilovash Hach Milsa Rebbe Ka'omar. Rebbe says this. The Gomar Tfilas, he were a chatz b'mayim l'chsiv a big day lover. Where does he learn Tfila from? He says the Verochatz in Posig Dalit. Ksayn is bad Kodesh Yilbosh. Nichn is bad Yuhal Besoro. Avni bad Yachon. Sim is bad Yitzloi. Big day Kodesh in Verochatz b'mayim is Besoro Olevation. That Verochatz, according to him, is referring to Tfila. So if we learn from there, Tvila, why do we need to know the Pesach of Rochatz for? So what he's telling me, that Vidorosh Le, so he tells us, Sachmutz Rebbe, the Gomer, Tvila Shri Rochatz for my understanding, the big day lover. Viyata Le Hai Kro, the Rabbi Yehuda. So the later Pesach, which is Pesach, Chob Dalib, Rochatz, and Sorob, Amayim, Okom, Kadosh, Lovashis, Begodov, Yotzov, Osa, Selosa, etc., so that pasuk is an extra pasuk. What do we need that for? Is Vayakle Hakro the Rabbi Yehuda the Dorish Le the Kedushin? So he says that it may be in the pashtus that refers to Tfilah, but that Verochatz also was alluding to Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim. That's the Kiddush that it's coming to tell me. The Poshad Verochatz, Verochatz Velovash. Ikal Hakosav Verochatz Beinu Poshad Velovash. It's in between the Poshad and the Lovash. And therefore, what's it coming to tell me? It's coming to tell me, Nidin Rechitzel of Pshita, Rechitzel of Lovisha. That there's a Kiddush for taking off the Begodim, and a Kiddush for putting on the Begodim. So that is what he's coming to tell me. So he learns the Kiddush from this person. So as I mentioned to you, just as we have the word Bechivas can have two meanings. Does it actually mean to wash, or does it mean to feel up? The Barochatz in our parsha also has two meanings. Does it mean tefillin and mikvah, which typically means most of the term Barochatz for mine with the hair, meaning to go into the mikvah? But the Barochatz can also mean that one does the Kiddush Yudayim Baraglayim. So since Ravina HaKodesh learns the Barochatz right at the beginning of the parsha to be referring to the mikvah, so he says the latter Barochatz is an allusion to the Kiddush Yudayim.
What? You two
are
going to the car.
Okay. That is Rabbeinu HaKodesh. That's what he learns. Now, let's go back to the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, Oimer, Kal V'Chaimer. That is a Kal V'Chaimer that you have to do. Ma b'mokum shein toh and tefillin. Even in a place which does not necessitate tefillah, ton kiddush needs kiddush yadayim. Makush ton tefillah. If the Torah went so far as to necessitate tefillah, then obviously the most fundamental concept of kiddush is a mitzvah ton kiddush. So Rashi explains what to refer to. Three lines at the bottom in Rashi. Makush ton tefillah. Kol yimayis hashana. The whole year. Bo laboy. When it comes to the Avodah, we said before, in Torah, Tefillah Menat Torah. The Torah did not mandate that he has to do Tefillah. Elohim Divrei Sefer. The Rabbanan imposed this upon him. We said, Lisko Tuma Yishon. That perhaps he once became Tomei, and he forgot about it. So by making him go into the mikvah, he stopped and think, well, listen, do I really have to go into the mikvah? Well, what's, did I touch a sheretz lady yesterday? Did I touch a mace yesterday? So this will cause him to ponder that, and if he had actually become Tumah, he will know he has to step back. And nevertheless, it's Tom Kiddush. Is it the rice and the kedim that you need Kiddush? See, the volume of oil moye, the reprovasam, and the mizbech lichotzi. The parashat tzitzisa. So even in the, though he, the minatara, he does not need tefillah, he does not know that he's Tumah. He comes to the Middush on a regular weekday, he does not need tefillah, and yet he still needs Kiddush. When the Torah necessitated five tefillahs every time he changed from one phase that he avoided to the next, so certainly then the more fundamental chayim, the more universal chayim of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim applies. So that's how we know that you have to do kiddush. We don't need to learn it. He doesn't learn it from the pasuk of Barachatz, because the pasuk that Rabbi points to is Barachatz, he learns means tefillah. So he learns it from a Kal V'Chaimer. Talmud Loimar Afkan Nel. Imal Halon Kiddush Echad Afkan Kiddush Echad. So over there, when we're saying, when we learn, we have a rule of a Kal V'Chaimer. It's a very fundamental rule. And that fundamental rule is that Dayolov Lavom Lavom and Adil Lios Kanon Kanim. That we cannot learn from a Kal V'Chaimer something which exceeds the source itself of the Kal V'Chaimer. Now, we're learning from the Kiddush Yadayim that he does every single day that he comes into the Beis HaMikdash. How many times does he do Kiddush Yadayim or Raglayim when he comes into the Beis HaMikdash? Once. So if he does it once, then how could we possibly learn out to do it two times on Yom Kippur? We should only be able to learn that he does it once on Yom Kippur. Or once, when it needed a tefillah, he should have to do it once. But more than that, where did we get the two times for each change of begotten? Where would that come from? We'd have no basis for that. That's the Gemara's question. How long kiddush echad? Afkan kiddush echad. Either one for the entire day or one each time, but certainly not two each time, and maybe not even more than one for the whole day. Talmud loves. So it looks from the lean, but he's learning that when you do tefillah, you have to do it. So the pashtus HaGemara is that with each tefillah, we'd have to do one kiddush, but we wouldn't have two kiddushim. Talmud loimar, uvo arayin al oyel oyer, if oshanis b'dei aborosh alobash, uvo yoyel ha-kodesh. Aaron comes to the oyel moyeh, uvo arayin al oyel moyeh, we're back to Foshadas Midea Borosh Alobash Rav Olakodesh Vinicham Shom. Then we have Rochatz Sorrow by Mokam Kudosh, and then the Lovash is the Godot. So that's the Rochatz we're referring to, which is in between Poshad and Lovash. So now, Abor Aranach of Poshad is Bidia Bonash and Lovash. So the Gemara asks, Matamad Lomrash and Lovash. What are you telling me? Chlom Odom Poshad and Lovash and Lovash? Does a person ever take off clothes except the ones that he put on? So, of course it's a shalomash. Just to say, for Shad is big day abod. The Torah wishes to make a hekesh, a halacha comparison between putting on the begodim, taking off the begodim, and putting them on. While the visha ton kiddush, just as putting on the begodim needs kiddush, a pshita ton kiddush. So once we notice the din kiddush of putting on the begodim, so then we can derive from a hekesh that Pshita, taking off the begodim, has the same requirement. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda. We had Minayin Chomish Tfilos Vasar Kedusha Shetovu Shetovu Kohen Gadol. The Kaddish Bo Biyon. Talmud Lomar Vo Arayin Eloy Yomoyed Milchatsu Sarobu Vayim Lachom Kodosh. Ulamato Shekol Mashanam Yavoyed LaVoyda. If we go from one phase of the Avoyda to the next, Talmud Tfilos. The verse says Ashkechon the big day Lov on the big day Zol. That this pasuk that he's referring to, pasuk Chav Dimo, Obo Aaron Eloy Yomayid, so he's going to the Yomayid, as you saw last week, what are we referring to? He has to put on the Big Day Lovan at that point. That's how we got to five tefillos. He started with Big Day Zol. He went to the Big Day Lovan to do the Avedas Din. He left the shovel with the Torahs and the spoon with the Torahs inside the Kotcha Kotcha. He went out and he did Olasa Olasa Og. That he went back, put on the Big Day Lovan, and went back again to take out the Kaf and the Machto. And he came out again and switched for the final time to do the Korban Tomei Shoben Rabbi. And that's the posse that we have. Bo Aaron Eloy Yomoyed, for Shat is the day of what means when he comes out, he takes the Moma Shalowash Rola Kaidish, when he comes out, then we're a Chatzis Sarob Amai. So we see when you go from the Big Day Lovan to the Big Day Zov, that necessitates the Tzvila. Now, in Rabbeinu HaKodesh, since he learned at the beginning of the parasha, so he was dealing from going from the Big Day Zol, from the Tomid, to the Big Day Lovan, to do the Avodas Panim. And that's where it said Barachas. So he would know that from Big Day Zol to Big Day Lovan, you'd have to change. The question we'll have to know, according to him, is how do we know from Big Day Lovan to Big Day Zol we have to change? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we're learning from the third change of the Begodim, when he changed, rather the fourth, when he changed the second time when he took off the Big Day Lovan and puts on the Big Day Zol again, that he has to do tefillah, how do we know that when it goes in the opposite direction, that he held a matzah shekol l'mashana v'levavu l'toron tefillah, is ashrich on the Big Day Lovan, the Big Day Zol, Lovan, the Big Day Zol. So that was talking about taking off the Big Day Lovan and putting on the Big Day Zol when he goes to finish the days of Oiva. But the Big Day Zol, the Big Day Lovan, binayah, where would we know that when you go from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovan? So Rashi says, Balavisha Tom Kiddush, the Nafkalon, the Kalvachimer, the Tvila, the Damar. That we have when you put on the clothes, you have to turn necessitator to Tvila, necessitator to Kiddush. Umeuforshat Varochat Loy Dorish, Rabbi Lezer Rav Shimon. From there he can't learn Kiddush Yadayah, Shetorn Kiddush, and we boil it at Tefillah. He says that this Pasuk is referring to Tefillah. Somebody that comes, Shabbola Hachlet, the Big Day Lovan, the Big Day Zov, Rabbi Yehuda. That's what it's referring to. It's not referring to Kiddush Yadayah, Rabbi Yehuda. So, and we can't, nor is it referring to, right, Shetorn, rather, he's learning Rachel Odor, Shabbalah, Rabbi Shimon, Shetorn Kiddush. That's what Imara said. We needed a limud that Malavisha taught Kiddush to Pshita needs Kiddush. But here we have only a proof from Big Day Lovan to Big Day Zol. How do we know from Big Day Zol to Big Day Lovan? That's what Imara now is. Ashkechon the Big Day Zol, Lovan the Big Day Zol. That's what the Pasuk is referring to. But Big Day Zol to Big Day Lovan Minayah. But if you're going from Big Day Zol to Big Day Lovan, this Pasuk is not talking about that. It's talking about that if Foshat is Big Day Abod, that he takes off the Big Day Abod, that he puts on the Big Day Zol. So where are we going to learn that is a requirement that at this point, when he goes from Big Dezov to Big Dilovon, that he needs to do a tefillah. So the Gemara says, Tona Dvei Rabbi Yishmael. So here the Gemara brought a brice of Rabbi Yishmael, Kal v'chayma. Let's learn this from a Kal v'chayma. My Big Dezov, Shein Koyen Nichnes Bem L'fnai B'lifnei. If we ask ourselves, which of the begotten has greater significance, the Big Dezov or the Big Dilovon? So the Gemara proffers at this point that the Big Dilovon are more significant. Why? Because in Big Dezov, you can't march into the Kotchi Kotchi. The pinnacle of the Avodah of the entire year is the Avodah in the Kotchi Kotchi. And what do you wear for that? Is Big Dilovon. So which has a higher stature? The Big Dilovon. So the Gemara says the following, Kal v'chayma, Ma Big Dezov, Shein Koyen Nichnes Behem Lefnai V'Lefnim. You can't go Lefnai V'Lefnim. Tone Tefillah, if you take off the Big Dilovon and you're going to put on the Begodim, the new Begodim of the Big Dezov, you need Tefillah. Big Dilovon, Shein Nichnes Behem Lefnai V'Lefnim. The Big Dilovon has such significance, a stature, because you go into the Kotcha Kotcha with them. Ain't no din shaton tefillah, and certainly they should need tefillah. So that's how I know. We know that if you go from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lover, of course you have to do tefillah. So Gemara says, Ikel mifrach. This is not conclusive. Why? Ma the Big Day Zov should take kaparos and meruba. So Rashi explains, what does it mean, kaparos and meruba? So Rashi, in the very top of the page, on the base, Shemesh Bohen Kol Yimayis HaShonah. The Koyin wears them the entire year when he does the Eloyd, the Big Day Zov. And he's mechaper all the days of the year. Its principal purpose is to be mechaper if we've not observed the kedushas hamigdash and the kedushas of kedusha of kochim properly. So it's a very limited kapara. It's a very intensive kapara, great kapara in a very holy place. That's true. But in a different sense, it's limited. It's limited to one a particular set of chaton. Whereas with the Big Day Zov, it's mechapa for all the averus of Klal Yisrael holy. So maybe that's more significant. So how do you know to attribute the greatest significance to the Big Day Lovan when they have a less broad impact on Klal Yisrael? So Rashi. El Atumas Migdash Kadosho. So okay, that we did. A little bit further we'll go. So the Gemara now says, El Nafkalei with the Rebbe. Let's learn it out the way Rebbe learns. Omer Rebbe, Minayin L'chomish Tvilas Yisor Vilushin Shetai B'Kayin Gavu L'Kaddish Bo B'Yayim. Talmud Omer Ksenis Bat Kodesh Yilbosh. Olamadish Gola Mashanam Me'avoyde L'Goyda Shetai Tvila, as we saw before. So now the Gemara says the other way around. Ashkechan the Big Day Zog, the Big Day Lover. So that told me when he went for the Big Day Zog, which he wore when he brought the Korban Tomat Shachar, and then he switched to go into the Migdash itself, and he's putting on the Big Day Lover and he's tefillah. The Big Day Lover, the Big Day Zog, Minayim. So how would we know? The Big Day Zog, Minayim. How would you know that? To what he knows, he knows from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lover, but he doesn't have a posse from Big Day Lover to Big Day Zov, because he learns the second Barochatz is really referring to, it's referring to the Kid Kedush Yadai. It's Tonad where Rabbi Yishmael, Kal V'Chaymer. There's a Kal V'Chaymer. Ma Big Day Lover, Chain Kaparos and Aruba. So now the Gemara uses this fact that they're used to undo the last Kal V'Chaymer and incorporates it into the new Kal V'Chaymer. That Big Day Lover, Chain Kaparos and Aruba, Tun and Tefillah, they need Tefillah. Big Day Zov, Chain Kaparos and Aruba, Big Day Zov, which are multifaceted. And how they're Mechaper, Eno Dinshi, Tun and Tefillah. So the Gemara now goes in the other direction and says this is also inconclusive. The Big Day Law would have a distinction that this is the special clothing that you wear once a year to go into the Kotcha Kotcha. So then you would have, this would be inconclusive. We would not be able to establish this fact. We'll go another line or so in the Gemara. So the Gemara now says the following. Next week we'll come back and we'll do the Rashi's. Meaning to say that big de koydeshem is a hekish, that all the megadim are to be compared to each other. There's no distinction between big de zov and big de lova in this regard. We will hold it at this point of Oisai. Let's go over to the Mesilas Yesharim.